The Assembly approved nearly $535,000 in additional money to fund a study on expanding the Blue Lake Hydroelectric Dam. Sitka is in the process of raising that dam, and the study is needed to determine exactly how to do that. About 1 year ago, Sitka contracted with Hatch Acres Corporation to do the study for $1.2 million. So far, Hatch has submitted invoices for nearly $1.6 million. Assemblymember Jack Osmond asked Sitka Utility Director Chris Bruton to explain. Bruton says they're trying to get the project done quickly, and that requires more people to work on the team. As a result, he said monthly billings have been very expensive.
Anywhere from $100,000 to $200,000. So by the time we figured out where we were already over our budget limit. So we wanted to get the Board of Consultants meeting behind us to make sure when we come back to the Assembly, we had the full cost of what were we at for the project. So you're absolutely correct, and I apologize for that.
The money approved by the Assembly on Tuesday night will cover the cost overruns, plus some future expenditure. All told, studying the Blue Lake Dam is estimated to now cost nearly $1.8 million. Bruton was asked if anybody besides the city was responsible for the project going over budget, and if anybody else could be held responsible. He said the expenses are justifiable, and that spending money up front will save money in the long run. That additional studying now means a finished product in need of fewer modifications.
We've got a little bit of extra work to look at for our intake structure. We estimate it's going to save us $3 million in construction cost by modifying our intake. We've got a few little things to finish up with that.
It's estimated the study and the additional work approved Tuesday night will be done by March 31st, and that work could bring the whole project to completion a year earlier than expected. The $500,000 for Blue Lake wasn't the only money spent on electricity at the Assembly meeting. Members also approved an agreement with the U.S. Geological Survey to do an additional study on a proposed hydroelectric project at Tecats Lake on the eastern side of Baranof Island. The city is allocating about $250,000 there to set up a second stream gauging station near the lake that will help measure how much water is discharged. Knowing that is important for environmental reasons and to figure out how much energy can come from the lake. The agreement with USGS is called a joint funding agreement, but documents show the federal government's share at $0.
Doesn't sound like a joint funding agreement to me.
That's Assemblymember Reber Stein.
Can you explain what kind of mechanism that is?
And Bruton's response.
I contacted USGS about this, and the issue is USGS doesn't consider stream gauging data valuable until a 10-year period as collected. As we get closer to that period, they're willing to step up and fund more of the project, up to 50%.
The $250,000 approved for the additional gauging station will be spent over 3 years. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.